Motion carried. Seeker, type 2 action for Pocket Park in Palenville. Whereas the proposed action involves the installation of a fence and benches, and whereas pursuant to implementation regulations of the State Environmental Quality Review Act, the proposed action is classified as a type 2 action under section 16.5(c)(39), which is defined as an action that does not have significant adverse impact on the environment. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Catskill Town Board, as lead agency, hereby determines that the proposed action is a type 2 action under SEAKER and that no further environmental review is required. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. Any board comment, questions?
No, it's a good project. Yeah.
Motion.
Glad it's moving in the right direction.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have correspondence from Greene County, Resolution 223-25, bid awarding for gasoline. Annual fund drive request from Piscataquis Fire Department. Notice of installation work for Central Champlain-Hudson Power Express Project. I always forget what that stands for. Letter to Sean Beers, Highway Superintendent, from Paul Brandt regarding Town of Carroll's resolution for the Blackhead Mountain Project site and the use of Hearts Content Road. New York State DEC notification of environmental violation at Casings Incorporated 160 Maple Ave. Letter from Catskill Community Center Board of Trustees informing of a grant award for the Summer Rec Program in the amount of $5,000. And we are extremely appreciative of their continued support of the program. If you haven't been following, Barb's been posting some amazing shots on, and I stop in as much as I can. Those kids are just having a ball.
I wanted to tell her that her and her staff are doing an amazing job again, and I've heard nothing but positive feedback on that.
You know, knowing that we have the support from the school and Pastor Snowden, I wish we had the funds to just to keep this going year round.
Absolutely, yeah. They do an excellent job.
Yep. All right, alternate planning board member.
Do you want to talk about continuing first?
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about
that? So it seems, after hashing everything out, I'm going to notify CNR that they got the bid for the door and have them coordinate with B&D Construction on the installation, because I'd like it only to last. I want to have the opening ready and then put the door in so we don't have any security issues.
Okay. Everybody okay with that? Liz, do we have the name of the planning board member? I don't see it in here.
Linda Eilert.
Linda Eilert. She is the only one that applied for the position. So with that, I would like to appoint her as an alternate planning board member.
And then Teresa recommends her? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. We have one promotion and one appointment, a full-time appointee for the ambulance. The promotion is Power Kemi from AEMT to paramedic, effective August 10th, 2025. Power has completed his paramedic training and is currently approved to practice as a paramedic level by Dr. Stanger, who is the county health doctor, and is working out of the, he's been working out of grade for the past year.
Make a motion.
Second. Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. George June also recommends that we hire Mr. Dine Lacker as a paramedic at the wage of $28.86 per hour. This is a permanent part-time position, probation 6 months from August 5th, 2025 to February 5th, 2026. Liz, we have to change that. He's got 25 on there.
Okay, no problem.
You'd like him to start on August 5th. And he has completed his background check and drug screening.
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared. Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have received a petition from Central Hudson. Sir, are you with Central Hudson?
I'm with the Colliers Engineering Design. So on behalf of Central Hudson.
Okay. All right, so the petition is for them to join into the
Allen Street Sewer District.
They're having issues with their septic on the substation on 9W.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially the septic, the current septic has failed, so they're trying to get onto the North Allen Street sewer district and basically do a force main across North Allen Street from the facility to the North Allen Street sewer system over there.
Are they gonna, you get a directional bore under the...
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's going to be pricey to do all that instead of just doing
something. Yeah, it's part of the petition. There is a cost estimate in there, and I think we landed somewhere around like $200,000 to do all that work. But it's one and done.
Yeah.
Rather than doing a septic, and they have limited space on that property to do another septic.
So is there no issue with this Champlain? I see they're digging over there too. I didn't, you guys aren't going to...
No, there's already a utility easement in that area too that Central Hudson has because they're on...
they're on the water.
They're on the water as well.
So part of that, did Adam or Matt from Delaware reach out to you about the water district? Are they included in the current water district?
No.
They're not, right?
But supposedly they have water?
They do have water.
But they haven't been charged for water and they're not...
No, they get billed.
No, they don't. That's what the Village of Catskill said.
Okay, we'll leave that for the village. But I believe that during this process, we're going to correct that as well.
Yeah.
We're going to extend the water district. But right now, you just have the sewer district. We've contracted. There's an escrow account set up so Delaware Engineering can review the plans on our behalf. That's already done. They have paid the town that amount, and Adam has already been working on this.
Yeah, I have no problem with them connecting. We have to do a whole public hearing and expand the district, so we have to set that tonight.
Yep, so we need to set a public hearing for August 20th at 6:30.
Make a motion to set a public hearing to amend the Allen Street Sewer District.
Motion by Jared, second by JR, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Is there anything else you want to add on that, sir?
No, the public hearing will be the 20th.
Yep. It's 6:30 here.
Okay.
Can you do a roll call?
We need to do a roll call for that. JR? Jared?
Aye.
Dawn?
Aye.
And I'm an aye.
Now, did you guys have any questions for me or anything of that nature?
No, this one's cut and dry.
Okay.
The grinder pump's going to stay on your property inside the fence. You guys are going to own that all privately.
And I have draft maps here if you guys want to look them up there too.
Okay.
But if you have any questions on here.
You're dumping, so there's a cul-de-sac at the end of Allen Street. Your plan is to dump into that catch basin that's right there?
Yeah, the most northern catch basin on North Allen. Yeah. And we would just adjust the existing manhole there. And the grinder pump would still be on Central Hudson's property, like you said. So.
All right.
That would be the outlet from the force main.
No, anything else I'll follow up. I just have some with the grinder pump, but you're going to own that independently.
Yeah. And it'll have a full day storage, everything you have to go
with. You may have to go, since this is an extension, DEC is going to have to approve it, if I remember correctly.
Is that CSO extend to the North Allen Street?
Everything.
Everything?
Yep. Okay.
Except the Medi-Gals, they produce one.
It will depend on the amount of gallons that you put on your your permit form.
All right. From talking with the guys over at Delaware, they put in another application that was a lot less than what this grinder pump will pump out. So there shouldn't be any issues with the 20 there, with the EC standpoint.
Hope not. You know, because I know personally, you guys have been working on this for two.
Yeah, they...
2.5 years?
We haven't been involved that long, but it's been...
There's been issues up there.
Yeah, we've been on for at least a year trying to get this through.
Yeah. All right, hopefully we get you in the right direction, and after the 20th we can...
Yeah.
We can proceed. Okay. Jared, do you have anything?
No. Besides the fence that we talked about, we're going to meet... Thursday, if you're available. The fence company, Mid-Hudson Fence, coming out to look at the pocket park to just give us an estimate on what it would cost.
What time?
10 a.m.
Jared? Green Cameron Women's League reached out. They'd like to know if they would be able to do it's a clothing sale. They'd like to do it at the Senior Center for a fundraiser. It would be Friday afternoons and a Saturday. What happens is it's secondhand clothing, mm-hmm. and all the proceeds go to the cancer fund. I said I'd discuss it with the board.
Yeah, check with Jamie.
Yeah,
we've allowed.
It won't be during normal operating hours, so yep. I made it clear that we can't alter the open and close time for them.
Yep, we have a form they can fill out. Insurance.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they have.
Everybody okay with that?
They're looking to do three throughout the county. One was going to be in.
What's the date?
They haven't given me a date yet.
Okay.
They just wanted to make sure we were open to the idea before they.
So it won't be before the 20th?
Probably not.
Okay. Because then we'd just approve it by motion.
Yeah, it won't be before the 20th. They were going to do three throughout the county, one up on the mountain, one in Carroll, I think, and one in Casco.
Cool.
I believe we're going to have to make a motion on the events up there at the Griffin House, the outstanding dates that they wanted to have approved.
No, we already sent them a letter.
We approved that one. Yeah,
one,
that all of them were in that.
Yeah. Letters for this one.
All those dates were in that letter, right? If I remember correctly.
Dates for?
For the Griffin House.
For the Griffin House.
Oh, yeah, that's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah. Do you have, it's a good time to bring it up that there's a lot going on up there. I know one was last weekend. There's a couple weekends this month.
Palin's Dock is coming up.
Yeah. This coming weekend. They have two other events after that. As well, so bring a large crowd into Palinville.
Yeah, it's nice that there's stuff going on up there.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to support those businesses,
absolutely.
We will, within the law. All right, where do I begin? Dawn, do you have anything before we go?
Sure. So the Senior Center is going to have a Senior Citizens Day breakfast on August 21st at 9 a.m. And by the looks of the flyer, it looks like there might be some pancakes going on there. And we averaged on average, for a 31-day month, and we know we're closed 8 of those days, we average 10 people a day. So a little higher than that, actually. But so July was busy and fun.
That's good. Okay, anything else? All right. The smart growth grant that we did for the comprehensive plan has been submitted. We hope to hear by November if we get awarded. Hopefully this year we get awarded.
That'd be nice.
Also, the grant for the resilient grant for Pennsylvania Ave has been submitted. We are working with a company out of Pennsylvania, salesman's name is Derek, about renting a bridge. I know the board, we've talked about buying it because we're going to be renting it for 2.5-3 years. We're going to end up buying it anyway. Mm-hmm. The company themselves recommend that we go through with the purchase or the renting process first. This way it's set up. Sean can give his approval. Our engineers can give their approval. And then we can proceed with buying it if we so want to.
Will they reduce the sale price?
They will take 100% off of what we paid already.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
It's a win-win.
The plan for that is to be set up in 4 weeks, which still falls within the time frame for our DEC permit that we pulled a couple weeks ago.
That was my only question there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a 30-day, and we had one extension of 30 days, so a total of 60. So we're just going to be within that time frame.
Okay.
The school is looking to do an intermunicipal agreement. I did not get it in time, but if the board approves it, that once it's there, I can sign it.
Yeah, I have no issue with a lot of the supervisor signing municipally between us and Capital Center Schools.
The buildings and grounds and our cemetery guys, they're still taking care of Ricky Kramer.
Yeah, it actually, it's great. For the summer, it doesn't look like tumbleweeds, and it looks really good.
I have a motion on it.
Motion by JR, second by Dawn, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So Kirsten behind the scenes has been working with PERMA. We know she got us a grant for the training equipment that's upstairs in one of the conferences room. She also got a $2,500 grant for safety equipment for the highway department. So I'd like to thank her for that.
And yeah, she's done some good. The ambulance has already taken advantage of upstairs a couple times.
Yeah, George was telling me that they've used it.
Yeah.
The only other thing I have is countywide ambulance update. Last night, the supervisors and the legislators had a meeting. I believe this is going to be our last one for quite some time. The county needs to go back and look at their budget. They need to figure out exactly what the hierarchy of this new entity is going to look like. Hire an executive director and a couple of captains and lieutenants, or whatever their titles are per civil service, to actually sit down and brainstorm what this program is going to look like. Because a bunch of politicians sitting around a table, we're not getting anywhere. We've been doing this for almost a year.
No, and the survey that they hired the third party to do was skewed because they double-counted the labor force.
We veered away from that after the first meeting.
Yeah.
We came up with
They spent all that money for a third-party consultant, and they double-counted the labor force.
Yeah.
Because they didn't realize these guys all work at multiple agencies.
Right. So as of right now, it's status quo with the town of Catskill. The residents can rest assured that the board takes the safety of their health, you know, with every decision we make, and we're not going to make anything hastily. I said it from the first meeting that we have there, the residents and the employees that we currently have are the town of Catskill's top priority. And unless the system that they come up with is a better service than what we're providing today, we will not be joining them. So we're wait and see.
And actually, during the negotiations, our employees thanked us for looking out for them.
They have to. Yeah. We sit up here, we you know, we are in charge of the town, but our employees are what makes this town work day to day, not the five of us.
Nope.
Is there a way we could post that on our Facebook page? Because there's some rumors out there that we're going to a countywide system, like, and people are flipping. So, is like, can we?
The county has it on the county website. They have updates.
Okay. I mean, I know that we have this going.
Yeah, we can point them to
the county.
The counties. I mean,
they
have
updates on the ambulance.
Every meeting that we have, they have all the documentation, all the plans, the minutes on their website.
The people talk.
Yeah. Instead of duplicating it, we can just point them to that.
That's perfect.
As one source of information.
Thank you.
No, good idea, though. Okay, anything else from the board before I open up to the public?
No.
Public. Sarah?
Nothing for me.
Pat?
Nothing. Oh, do you know anything about the county road that's going to have a meeting about the Leeds sidewalk? No, you haven't heard anything.
Nobody's...
Okay, I just wouldn't want to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Updated us on that. Liz, you haven't heard anything, right? I haven't seen...
That, the county received zero bids to fix the sidewalk.
On Jefferson Hill?
Yep.
That's not good.
No.
All right.
I'll do it.
Sir, do you have anything? Public comment? Sure. No?
Liz, anything?
Do we have to fill 10 minutes?
No.
No, I actually I knew. Think
no streetlights.
One of these days I'm going to come in here well prepared, but not today. Next year is the big 250, right?
Yep.
So when is that going to start being bounced around? And I mean, at the very least, I kind of had an idea for a float, which I kind of do myself, but I'm just curious when that's going to
So happen. The Patriotic Committee, which a couple of us sit on and lead, we've already started kind of brainstorming of what next year's parade looks like, but that's Memorial Day. You know, the 250 we want to celebrate on the 4th of July somewhere.
Isn't the Memorial Day not happening in lieu of, that's what the guy at this Memorial Day said, the Beano Parade next year, because there was going to be a big
250.
You said that.
I did? I do not recall that, and if I did say that, I apologize. But there will be a Memorial Day parade next year.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was out there that we were going to not have a Memorial Day parade because we were going to have the 250th.
No, we've never even had conversations about a 250th anniversary parade.
Okay.
Is that the Patriot Committee conversation?
It was, were you, because I heard the older gentleman down at the Dutchman's Landing.
Yeah, I think that's
and he
right.
said,
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's what
Tom?
Was, that's where it came from.
Are you confusing Patrick and Tom?
No.
That's not Tom. He's like 6 feet taller than I am.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tom, it was his wife.
Joy.
Joy.
Well, that's news to me, but okay. I would still like, I think we have the ability and the interest to do both. I don't see why we can't. We need to do both. But yes, and during budgeting time, you know, we'll plan accordingly for extra fireworks and stuff to celebrate, as we should be.
Just one more quick announcement. I got an email from Athens on August 11th, starting at 6 a.m. through August 14th at 4 p.m. Church Street on the Leeds Athens line will be closed to traffic for a culvert replacement.
Okay.
And then talking about traffic, Catterskill Falls Bridge going up 23A. Oh, yes. No large traffic from August 11th, 7 a.m. to August 16th at 5:30 p.m. Two axles.
Yeah, they're working on that bridge, right?
Yep. So just so people are aware of that as well.
Okay. With nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for
union contracts.
We will not be conducting, and we will not come out or be conducting any business afterwards. I have a motion. Motion by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Good night.
Have a great evening. Good night.